I've been wondering about bacteria today, Yael.
I know what you mean, Don. When do you think the last time was that somebody cleaned this desk?
No, I mean I've been wondering what it's like to be one, a single bacterium. I know they don't have a central nervous system like we do, but do they have any way to sense their surroundings?
Well, scientists have discovered that bacteria, which are microscopic, single-celled organisms, do have a way to sense and respond to touch. And new studies are helping us understand more and more about how their tactile sense works. It's important for bacteria to be able to find and adhere to surfaces. They need to be able to tell once they've come in contact with something. That's where microbial appendages, called pili, come in. A bacterium has several hair-like pili on the outside, which they extend and retract, constantly reaching out and pulling back in. When one of the pili comes in contact with a surface, it sticks and causes tension as the appendage tries to pull away.
That sounds almost like fishing, when you're trying to pull back and there's tension on the line.
That's exactly how one scientist described it. And when pili try to pull back and are met with resistance, this tension somehow signals to the bacterium to change its behavior. It stops moving and starts producing a sticky substance called bioadhesive. This bioadhesive helps it attach to a surface where it can then begin to multiply.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.